Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, good day, good evening, good morning, good barrow to you, my friend out there in listener land. This is Ace Michaels, and it's the Buzz Blog Talk Radio, talking about what you want to talk about. And it appears that what you want to talk about is ever-changing, although one current and constant topic that comes up is Barbie dolls. That's right. I said it. I put it out on the table. The constant that we can count on the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Show, that we will get some information about, now and again, Barbie dolls. And here's what seems to be the thing about Barbie dolls. First off, I myself am not that familiar with Barbie dolls, at least not in that way. I don't know that much about Barbie dolls, although ladies say that they are upset because Barbie dolls represent a certain look that ladies feel pressured to try to look like.
Is
that true? Really? Is that true? You feel like as a lady, you gotta look like a Barbie doll? And it bothers you? Okay. So many people were upset about that the Mattel company, which makes Barbie dolls for like the last 500 years, decided that, okay, here's what we do then. We make new Barbie dolls that look a little bit more like the ladies who were screaming that the Barbie dolls don't look like them. So we switch it up a little bit. We change it. We make a shorter Barbie doll, a thicker Barbie doll, a Latin Barbie doll, or she has Latin features. She's not necessarily a Latin Barbie doll, but she is kind of Latin-esque, so they say, right? So they took the original Barbie doll frame, and they decided to make one shorter, thicker, one less bustier and more hippier, because they say that young girls want to be more like Elsa from Frozen or Kim Kardashian than they do the traditional Barbie girl. Okay? So that is what's up in the world. That's what people are screaming about. It's not terrorism, y'all. No, it's Barbieism is what's really got people upset. And so I want to know your thoughts on that. Do Barbie girls really affect you that much? Or is it that part of your life to look like a Barbie doll? Is that real talk? You can call the show. You can always say what's on your mind. You can call us at 646-595-4802, or you can email it. Hey, man, I don't mind if you email it. You know what I'm saying? I read that stuff. You can email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. Our guest today probably knows a lot about looking like a Barbie doll, as she is the owner, she's the general manager of Club Pilates in Las Vegas. And welcome to the show for the first time. Victoria Richester is my guest today. Victoria, welcome to the Buzz, baby.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Oh, it is our pleasure to have you on the show. Did you get a chance to, by any chance, did you get a chance to hear what we opened the show with? We were talking about Barbie girl, Barbie doll?
Yes, I did, and this is a tough act to follow. Barbie dolls, what do I think about it? I'm just being put on the spot right away.
Well, hold the thought for a second. Before we go there, let's tell the people who you are, because they don't know who you are. I know who you are, you know what I'm saying, but they don't know nothing. So let's take them back a step. Keep the Barbie thought in your head for a second, but let's tell everybody who you are, because you have a particular title that I think, if anybody would know a little bit about this body consciousness stuff, it would be you in the business that you're in. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Victoria, and I am co-owner, general manager of Club Pilates in Las Vegas. Club Pilates is a franchise that specializes in Pilates. Some of you know, and maybe some do not, what Pilates is an exercise program that helps to elongate those muscles that perhaps you have never used. Many people get referred to us from the chiropractor or after surgery to rehab the smaller muscles that help us stand up, help us look taller, help us feel better on our feet, be balanced. And if you look at the Barbie doll, just to tie it back in, she has a very upright posture. And Pilates does help you to stand upright because it works on the core. But not just the core, it's also it's the whole core, all the way down to your knees, let's say. And at Club Pilates in Las Vegas, our flagship studio is on Flamingo in Durango, specialized in helping, really introducing Pilates on the apparatus, which are called reformers. Those are the machines that you might have seen. The stigma is that Pilates is super expensive and it's only for the rich people. But we are introducing it to everyone who has an interest in a low-impact exercise to improve their health by just coming in and laying down and perhaps having fun for 50 minutes, just like you did, Ace.
Yeah, and I did the Pilates, just so y'all know, so haters out there, just recognize, I did the Pilates, and it's a good, like a low impact workout that's going to tone you, you know what I'm saying? It's good. It was great for that, right? Now my question is, when it comes to the fitness gym, this is what I'm curious about. Is it more about people going in for their own self-edification, or is it about looking good? Is it cosmetic only, like going to the fitness gym? Is it just really about looking good for other people, or is it something that people are trying to reach their personal goals, so they need to go to a fitness gym, as opposed to working out at home, I guess?
This is a very good question, and thank you for asking it. Traditional gym is an excellent workout for everyone, and in my opinion, and I don't think I'm the only one in the world, is any type of exercise, physical activity, is 100% better than no activity at all. And
sure.
In the gym, usually, as one person goes, we work our larger muscle groups in the gym by lifting weights, by doing the Stairmaster or the treadmill. We get our cardio in, and we work the larger muscle groups in our bodies, which help us perhaps lift the heavy shopping, lift our children up, just with the strength. Pilates is working on the other muscle groups that actually are helping us bend over pain-free, that are helping us sit in front of our computer pain-free, to the left and to the right, because all of those small muscles that are helping us do life on a daily basis are hardly ever touched in a traditional gym, just because there is no proper exercise to do it just by lifting weights. And even when you work out with a private trainer, unless you are doing your exercises on the mat and hitting those small muscle groups intentionally, they will not be touched. And if I may go on, for example, if a person sits in front of their computer for 2 or 3 hours a day, they might start feeling, most of us start feeling kind of a tightness and discomfort in the lower back, and perhaps it is between the shoulder blades and at the base of our neck. And that is because the posture that we are in is not a natural posture, the way we were designed when we were created. So the smaller muscles are not getting exercised, therefore putting a lot of pressure on the spine and contracting it. I'm not sure if I'm painting a visual picture of this. So when we stand up and we stretch up just a little bit and we feel that relief, that is what Pilates helps you strengthen. Those little muscles that you are stretching out, when they become strong just by doing a few exercises, when you sit in front of a computer, you're sitting up a little bit straighter, not putting the strain on your spine so much, and feeling much more comfortable. So you can sit longer. You can stand on your feet longer. And in Las Vegas, we are mainly some type of service or another to the strip. If you are a cocktail waitress, or if you are a plumber, or if you are a mail carrier, when you have core strength, you feel a lot more energy. You are able to lift heavier things effortlessly for longer.
Sure, sure. And I want to say, too, to people, like I said, I went to the gym and I did it. And I was, to be quite honest, I was scared at first to go in because I was, you know what, I'm going to tell you, Victoria, I was afraid that I would be ridiculed. Yeah, I was. I was afraid that, that I would be the odd man out. But I felt very comfortable in the environment that you guys have in there. Everyone seemed it was a really good blend of people. Like, it wasn't like some guys were muscle guys and some guys were scrawny guys and some people were the perfect, beautiful people. And it was a real good mixture of everybody. And I think that I wasn't the only one that I felt comfortable. And I'll tell you another thing that made me feel comfortable was that it wasn't a big class, and that really surprised me. It was like 8 people instead of like 82 people.
Yes, thank you. At Club Pilates, we are building a community. We are literally a club where you can come in and feel where you want to come in. You can come in and feel comfortable. You can talk to others, or you don't have to talk to others. Our classes are never more than 12 people. So in most classes, just as the one that you are in, they are nice mix. There are some guys, some ladies in the class, and it's between 2 to 12 people. There's an instructor that watches you, every move you make, especially when you're new, to make sure that you understand the body connection that you're looking for to help with the exercise. And because we do our exercises, most of them, on our back, on the machine that's called the reformer, it's no one really looks at you what you look like, because we are looking at the ceiling most of the time and really paying attention to the instructor so we can keep up with the class and do the right move.
And yeah, and I'm actually an advocate of that. I think we should do that like more everywhere, like do it in the office. Just look at the ceiling, man. Don't look at me. Just when you go through the drive-thru, just look at the ceiling. Don't worry about the window. Just give me the money. Here's your food and keep it moving. I love that. Look at the ceiling approach. Yeah. I think that's the answer to a whole lot of problems right there. Just look at the ceiling, bro. Don't even look at me. Just look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
So So now, okay, so going back to the top thing, because this Barbie thing is a big deal. A lot of women feel like, you know, they're pressured by society, by that evil thing called the media, that they're actually really pressured. Like, hey, man, I don't want to look like that. I want to look like me. And if I want to look like me, there's nothing that represents how I look out there in the world. What do you think about that, Victoria?
We need to understand that Barbie is just a toy. And even though, yes, a lot of us like to play with Barbie, I am originally from the former Soviet Union, so I did not have a Barbie to play with because it was an American toy. Yet it was a dream to own a Barbie and to be able to play with her. In my opinion, now that I'm an adult, I am a Barbie, but I do not look like anyone else. There's no two people that look alike, have the same DNA. We look similar. And my body shape, you've seen me, is nothing close to a Barbie. I am average weight, average height. I have dark curly hair versus beautiful long blonde hair. But I am a Barbie because I choose to love myself. And everything is with loving yourself and finding that one little tiny thing that I can appreciate myself today. And if I can appreciate myself about something very tiny, even just talking to you on the radio today, and I can appreciate that, then the world is my oyster. I don't have to measure myself up to a girl who's 6 feet two and weighs 98 pounds that I know I could never be without plastic surgery, and even then, I'm only 5'6 and a half.
Wow. And so is this, so do you agree that this is a prevalent problem for ladies, that Barbie is such a strong icon that just growing up is something that you either feel like I'm going to look like that or I'm not, and I have to accept that I'll never be a Barbie, or that I... Oh, good news for me. I'm very close to the Barbie look. If I just lose 3 more pounds, I might actually achieve it.
I actually think that there is a problem just because there was so much noise in the news about it, and the attention is being drawn to it. Should we make Mattel make a new Barbie? I don't want to be the judge of that, but if I don't like how Barbie looks, then I'm not going to buy one for my daughter. And we have freedom of choice. But again, that's just my opinion. And that's just my opinion.
Now, you work in the fitness industry. I'm willing to bet that no one has ever come into your gym and said, I'm coming to the gym because I want to look more like a Barbie doll.
No one has said that. But nevertheless, some women, young women and middle-aged women come in, and they are in incredible physical shape. That to me, because I started out to be out of shape before getting started in this business, they are a Barbie to me. They are my role model, something to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not see themselves as a Barbie. They just see themselves as the best self they can be. And then we have other ladies that are coming in. We are proud sponsors of the Arthritis Foundation that can some of their sponsors and clients are people who can hardly move because arthritis is taking over their entire body and it's painful to get out of bed. So when they are able to walk into the studio and spend half an hour or even the whole class of 50 minutes of doing anything, they feel so happy and so accomplished that looking like Barbie is the last thing on their mind because they are so in appreciation that they were able to move their feet, to bend over to put their shoes on, to perhaps just pick up that cup of coffee and grip it with their hands. That, you know, that is priceless. That is priceless. And if we could just look at ourselves as a person that all we have to do is just be the best that we can be and support one another in whatever their love is towards without judgment or with as little judgment as possible. We would be better people for it, and either it's Barbie or the hamburger from McDonald's that may be too cold or the coffee that is too hot would not be such a big issue.
Sure. And isn't it true what they say at the end of the day, isn't it true that beauty is only skin deep, right? So no matter what, you being in the beauty industry, the fitness industry, is considered kind of beauty. I mean, you deal with people who are beautiful physically. But isn't that true that beauty is actually, it's only skin deep. Beauty is not going to go any deeper than the surface.
Exactly,
that kind of
exactly. And as any baby is born, and I'm sorry for derailing your show, but as any baby is born, it doesn't matter what it looks like, it is beautiful. And as we grow up, we have one body. And as we become teenagers, most of our skin shows blemishes. That is a change of life, but that's beauty in itself. And as we turn 40, 50, and 60, whether you are male or female, beauty in that age as well. So it really, beauty comes, it is skin deep, because the real beauty is the conversation and what we have between each other right now, Ace. I think you're a beautiful person, and you are so much taller than me, and you are a male, and you are so much fitter than me. How can I judge if you're beautiful or not? Because I'm not that, and I think you're a very handsome man, where maybe your brother thinks that you're not, because he's more handsome than you are.
He actually is.
You're so funny. See, your sense of humor is amazing.
That's a whole nother show. Then we got to get into the whole mommy issues. But no, thank you very much for that. And I think what you said is it's very telling for people. Like, you know, the heart wants what it wants. And so we as a people, I sound like Captain Kirk now, we as a civilized people, but we as a people, we kind of have been sold this marketing brochure that says that this is how you should look. This is what you should drive. This is what you should live in. And it totally negates the people who don't want to drive that, who don't want to look like that. But some people are very happy with the way they look. Some people, you know, like my grandma used to say, she wasn't fat. She said, I'm pleasantly plump. Right? And so that's what it is. It's, you know, everybody has their own thing that's important. I think the self-reflective image is the most important thing, and that's another reason why I liked your gym so much, was because walking out of there after a workout, I swear, I felt like $1 million. I felt like, you know what? I have an ab in there somewhere. Wow, check me out. You know what I'm saying? It's like it did a lot for me self-image-wise to know that there were goals that were set that I almost reached, or at least I cheated well enough to where the teacher, the instructor, couldn't tell I was cheating, but I got close enough. You know what I'm saying? And that was a big deal. You know? I think everybody needs that.
May I, Ace, invite your listeners to experience what you have experienced at our studio?
Of course. Yes, please.
So at Club Pilates in Las Vegas, this is our first studio. We have a few others coming soon. We are located on Flamingo in Durango. We would love to invite all of the listeners that are willing to give it a try. It will be a complimentary class at a particular time that we are going to sign up for the class. And just come in and see what the workout is about. See what you get out of it. See if you can even beat Ace and feel like $1.5 million bucks after the first class. But you actually did reach what most people reach after the first class. You feel the difference. You smile. You feel a little bit taller. You stand up a little bit straighter. And you say, yes,
true.
I've done something I have never done before and never thought that I would.
True. No, that's all true.
I would like to say our phone number and the website for anyone that would like to book their free demo class. Our phone number is 702-608-1396, and our website is clubpilates.com/springvalley, and just hit the Get Started button on the left-hand side once you're on the website and fill out your application. We will get in touch with you. We will schedule you into class and help you feel like $1 million.
And there it is. I can't close the show on a stronger note than that. Victoria, thank you for being on the show. People, get out there and do it. Don't do it because you have to. Do it because you want to. You want to love it. So love it. Go check out Club Pilates, and Victoria will take good care of you. Her staff is amazing. Victoria, thank you so much for being on the show today. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure. Everybody, let's have a good week.
Fine, I feel good if I just love myself. Don't let the problems of the world get me down, cause I have found that I should love myself. You got to
love yourself.
Was an L.A. girl I used to date. She would flake and I would
love myself.
When I see the man on the TV screen coming around, I would
love myself.
You got to
love yourself.
Quote it. You can take a word from a simple kind of brother. If you can't love yourself, then you can't love another.